is doing November, December, and January. And I'm going to co-do this. Well, I'm going to start it off, and then I'm going to hand it off to Stuart.
Yay, Stuart.
So, there's some faces that have been here before, but you disappeared and you're back. So I want to welcome you back. We missed you. I cried every night. So tonight what we're talking about is coming out. Anybody get to watch my little cartoon that I put on Fetish from San Diego's Facebook page today about Charlie Brown?
It was
I saw that. I thought it was really cute. Especially at the end where Linus goes, "Let's dance, bitches." I don't know how appropriate. So anyway, it's about coming out. So what I want to do is share our war stories or our good love stories, whatever, so that maybe someone that's not out can kind of get some advice, some information, some insights on maybe how we did it. I'm out with my family. I'm out at work. I have a top secret security clearance. For the last 36 years, I've worked for the government, and I tell NCIS and FBI, "Come on, bitches." It's funny because actually when I got out of the military and they redid my clearance as a civilian, when the lady came in, I said, "First of all, write it down. I'm gay." Yeah, what is it we need to talk about? Yeah. So I ain't hiding this shit.
Yeah.
My family disowned me when I was 21 when my first boyfriend and I broke up, and I called mommy, and they disowned me. So, you know, fuck them. Okay, so what I want us to do tonight, we're going to go around the room, say your name, and we're curious as to, and again, the reason why we always start out usually with this brown introduce yourself is it gives everybody a chance to kind of get to know you. Each week we kind of pick different questions, and so, you know, that way we get to know more and more about you. So give us your name. You can give us where you live if you want to. But I want to know the age that you thought you were gay. So, okay, yeah, you were 6 years old and, you know, you kept looking at your dad's cock. And you didn't know you were gay. You didn't know what you wanted to do with it or anything like that. But it was just, so at what point did you know that you like guys? At what age? And then you can either give us the age when you came out, or if you want to say 4 or 5 years ago or something like that, that's fine. But kind of give us a sense of how long you've been out. Like I said, I've been out since I was 21, so that's like 120 years.
It's only 118.
No, yeah, that's right. Okay, got it. Math, I'm not good at. What was the third question?
How out are you?
How out are you? Are you out?
Well, the question relates to, okay, different levels. I mean, what breeds, how far out of the closet you are with workers, family, friends, and so on. But then also with respect to your fetish life, how out are you about that?
Yeah.
And who are you out to, and so on.
Yeah, so this is going to take a little bit more time to go around, but that's okay because
and we don't have to cover that in the first round. I think we can
right. So let's go with it. What age you thought you were gay, and how long? What age you came out, or how long you've been out, and then maybe just how out are you? Like, you know, my parents know, but work doesn't. Work knows, but my parents don't. Are you just out there? So we will start with.
Okay. Fickle finger of fate. I'm Donnie. I'm from Imperial Beach. I think I knew I was gay since I was like 9. I am probably 90% out. I would say that everybody at work knows. Most of my friends know, especially everybody on Facebook. That are my friends all know, and those that didn't want or didn't accept me being gay have already unfriended me, which is fine. People from Arkansas, family. I would say that I'm 90% out. because the majority of my family knows, but not everybody. I have never really fully come out to my father. He's Hispanic. It's a no-no. He makes his side comments, and I just ignore them. My mom knows, my brother knows, my sister knows. Obviously, my brother's wife knows. I don't know if his kids know. They're teenagers. They may know. Who knows? But I've never personally had a conversation with my dad about being gay. Never personally told him face-to-face. He has heard things in the past, and when my grandmother passed away, the Arkansonians came, and Big Mouth Uncle made a comment or whatever about being gay, and my dad was there and he heard it, but nothing has ever been discussed. It's just something you don't talk about.
So we can probably touch on how to anticipate or approach the subject with your dad, maybe at some point, learning from other people.
Hello everyone, my name is Dante and I live in South Park. The age in which I knew I was gay, I want to say about 21, which was about 1,000 years ago, probably. I'm now 125%. When you see me in person, I have that air, I'm confident, and I'm bold with who I am. So I always tell people up front, you don't like gay people, you're not one like me, and so fuck off. That's my attitude. So this is me. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Brian, I live in South Park. Probably when I joined the Navy because I wanted to be out, and I had to be away to be out. And it was a little tough even in the Navy, you know, straight, but I was at Miramar, and you'd drink and party, and then I'd go look for the gay bars because you'd party regular with the regular guys. One morning I want to go to Brass Rail. And that led to trouble, you know, DUIs and stuff. But luckily, the Navy kept in there. But the only way to, after getting a couple of them, it looked like jail. I was like, shit, you know, I'm not a bad guy. Why am I going to jail? So, and my career and all that. So I was like, I got it. So what helped, though, was gay AA. Because you met people, and and I was able to not drink and be who I was. So that, I think, really helped me. And it worked. That because I did need to slow up drinking and I didn't need to do that. So that was mine.
Thank you. I'm David. I live in the Midway District, and I guess in high school I knew I didn't like girls and it was probably something different, but I didn't even know what gay was until I was 22. Then I came out to myself and probably came out to everybody else at the age of 24 when I started going out. I've never made announcements to the family. They just figured it out. I never hesitated to bring a boyfriend home with me or live in a one-bedroom apartment with a partner. And I never lied. I never said I had a girlfriend or was interested in girls. And I was always lucky to be on jobs where I didn't have to lie or conceal. So it's pretty much always been out there.
My name is Jerry. I'm from the lovely Hammett of South Park. When I first realized I was attracted to men, I was probably around 10 years old. And they were just so fascinating. I've been out, I don't know, how. I guess I'm out. And to those who don't know, I don't care. I assume everyone's gay until they come out to me as straight. So I just go at it that way. So I've been, when I came out to family and friends, it was in my early, my 20s, my mother's reaction was, I still love you, but let's not tell anybody. So I never had a chance to come out to my father. He passed away early, so. There it is. I don't necessarily announce it. Let them figure it out.
Yeah. Evening. My name is Scott. I live in South La Mesa. About fourth grade is when I figured it out. And nowadays I don't hide it. I actually haven't tried to hide it since college, and it's difficult to do that when you're the president of the gay lesbian organization on campus. at work, generally, what you do with whomever is generally a trip to the HR department. So that's not discussed. But as far as the family goes, not really in contact at all with the extended family. It's just myself, brother, mom, and dad. And mom and dad know. I did have the uncomfortable coming out conversation, and then it wasn't really discussed after that. Although in the last few years, dad has sort of warmed up and has not completely closed off to that. Is there anything else about the questions?
No, we'll cover some other issues as we go back around and open it back up for discussion. Thanks, Scott.
Welcome. I'm Brian. I live in Hillcrest. I knew I was gay the summer after 8th grade. I'm pretty much 100% out, I think. I suppose rarely someone will assume that I'm straight and will make a comment about a girl or something. I won't necessarily correct them, but yeah, if it comes up in conversation, I'm going to something with my boyfriend, we can hide that.
All right, well, I'm Brett. I also live in Hillcrest. I have been out. Well, I knew kind of similar with you, the story of knowing you're different, but not being able to put a label on it or really being able to describe it. But knowing growing up that, some of my other male friends were starting to talk about girls, notice girls, have interest in girls that I wasn't not quite in sync with them, and I noticed that, wasn't sure what that was about, and then that evolved into recognizing that I was gay. I came out, mostly came out in college, in my undergraduate years. At this point, I'm out to everybody, friends, family. I have a fairly new job, but it's at a school, and I talk about my partner, often in context of what I did in the weekend, and so I don't go around saying I'm gay, but I don't hide that by talking about him and, in appropriate context. My kinky side, I was always kinky really much my entire life, but really came more out with that as, in terms of joining this group, which has been over 2 years ago now. Time's really flown by, and now I'm really pretty out with my kinky self as well. But the one thing I've been thinking about more is now, that I've got a new job. It's a much more scope of responsibility than I used to have. And I thought a little bit more about my online identity with being kinky and what's out there. That's something that I've been thinking about more often now since I've taken this new job. So that's kind of the question or the thought I had, if there's discussion interest in that.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ruben. I'm from Oceanside. I am probably 99% not out. I only come out to my sister recently. One of my sisters, I have three. And that's because she asked, and she deserved an answer. I'm also out to a girlfriend of mine. I met her through a job a couple years ago. So those are the only two people in my life that I'm out to. That's pretty much it. I'm Mexican, so in the Latino culture, being gay is a major no-no. It's a very macho culture. I'm Mexican. My family's from Jalisco State, the state where everything stereotypically Mexican is from. Tequila, where the term machismo was supposedly coined, and stuff like that. So I grew up with a lot of that, and from a very early age, I knew that being gay or being a sissy or whatnot is not acceptable, and all points in my life it was emphasized that one should, a man shouldn't be that, has to be tough and that kind of thing. So that has always been on my mind and, you know, made me not feel comfortable even admitting to myself until my early 20s that I was gay. So that's basically where I'm at.
I'm keto. I've always known what I liked since I can remember. Fourth grade, fifth grade.
Speak up, please.
And it wasn't until maybe sixth grade that I, you know, realized that, you know, I associated the term gay with the things I liked. Because all my friends who I used to play video games with and do all these things I liked were suddenly more interested in going to the mall and looking for girls instead. While I still wanted to, you know, things we used to do. I'm out to everybody right now. My younger brother probably was the first person to find out because he found furry porn I drew back in sixth grade, seventh grade. And my mom I told about 7 years ago. My dad I just told semi-recently, maybe two or three years ago. And he was one of those people who I knew was either going to take it really, really well or irrationally unwell. Luckily, he took it really well. Like, the first question he asked was if I wear dresses. But at the same time, it's also understandable.
A girl, right?
Yes. It's understandable, though, because from where he's from, if you're gay, you're a cross-dresser. You know, that's, you don't see masculine gay men where he's from very often at all. He's from the Philippines.
Benny Boys.
Hmm?
Benny Boys.
Oh, is that?
That's the term for cross-dressers.
Oh, okay. And I've always been kinky. I've been wearing a collar since, say, the ninth grade. There was women in line one time at the cafeteria asking about it. And they kind of just said, oh, are you into BDSM? And did their little giggles. And I didn't say anything. I just smiled. that's
it. Thanks.
Thank you. Vince, I'm from Hillcrest. I knew I was different, I should say, like really early, maybe seven. But yeah, I didn't know what it was. And then other boys started noticing girls, and I was not. And then I would... Then I learned the term homosexual, so I would look it up in books at the library and a dictionary and get the dictionary definition. And then a lot of the psychological books will say it's a phase, and a lot of boys will go through this and say, okay, it's a phase, and I'll grow out of it, and then I didn't. And then I'll probably say I knew for sure when I was 13. There was an incident at a scout camp that kind of sealed the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, this is what I'm into. And as for how I'm out, no one in my family knows. They're all from Detroit. It's kind of a, I wouldn't say it's a conservative, but it's an industrial Midwestern city, so it's not really something that's very popular out that way. At work, in the Navy, I'm in the Navy, been in for 16 years now. I'm out to people that, it was a policy that I wouldn't come out to people on the command until I left the command, just because don't ask, don't tell, how dangerous it was, being kicked out for that stuff. So I've told people that I've left, and then now that Don't Ask, Don't Tell is over, my policy has always been if they ask me, I'll tell them, but I'm not going to volunteer anything. And I'm out to maybe 15, 20 people on the ship, you know? And then my group of friends here in San Diego, about 25, 30 people, so that's really it. But yeah, no one in the family knows, and then the majority of the ship doesn't know. Like, I kind of found the gay people on the ship and made sure that they knew, so kind of a support structure. Now that one of the officers left, I think I'm the highest ranking gay guy on the ship that we know of. So, taking on the, you know, that kind of role. Yeah. But, so there's like 30 lesbians, but there's only about 70 guys that I know of, so, or 7 guys that I know of, so. But yeah, that's pretty much it. That's for my kinky side. I'm just now starting to like come to terms and explore it. I haven't really done, like, I don't have any gear or anything. Mm-hmm. yelled at me the other day. They know I don't have a jock strap. I think he got my case too. So, yeah, other than that, that's pretty much it.
Thank you.
I'm Alex. I'm currently living on 32nd Street Naval Base. I kind of realized I was gay around 10, 11, I say. Just at the time, I thought I was actually asexual. I thought I had no sexual drive at all, and then I found it was just not heteronormative. Instead, I was gay, and that's kind of when I realized it. I explosively came out to my mother at 17, and came out to my dad anticlimactically, not short after that. And I'm 21 now, because, you know, for reference, it was like 3 years ago. My mother's still in denial. But as for kinky side, I'd say I'm still discovering that. I recognize I'm young and inexperienced, and I have a long, long time to experiment. So I plan to enjoy it.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi there. I'm Bob. I've been gay my whole life. I was actually kinky, though, before I was gay. My first sexual experience of any kind was a bondage situation. I came out to my oldest brother first, and then my mom at like age 20. Funny story, she got all weepy and she says, "Oh, I want you to go see a psychiatrist or a psychologist. I want you to go talk to somebody." And so she set up an appointment with a psychologist, and I went to see the guy, and I spent about an hour with him, and I took great pleasure in going back to my mom afterwards and saying, "Well, I saw the guy you wanted me to go see. He says I'm fine. He wants to see you." I'm out to my whole family, at least all the ones that I have anything to do with. I got cousins all around the country. I never see them, so they don't know anything unless they're checking me on Facebook or something. I'm out to my whole nuclear family kind of thing, and I think they like my other half better than they like me. So that's it.
I started suspecting I was, at least the gay part, I think when I was 6, because I was severely fuck-struck by my sister's boyfriend. I just couldn't take my eyes off of him. I said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Oh, hubba, hubba." "I don't know what I'm thinking about, but it's really nice." And by the time I was 8, this will surprise you guys, but I was a party host even then. By the time I was 8, I knew what all the neighborhood boys looked like naked, because I was organizing naked parties. But so then, when I hit high school, I thought I'd give it a try. I'm going to come out to you guys. I've hinted about this in the past, but I've had sex with one woman or another over 300 times. I wanted to see if it worked. I wanted to see if I could be like my brothers. And there was nothing wrong with the plumbing, but it was just like, eh. I had to fantasize about my best friend in order to keep a heart on. He was worth it. But I came out to my family, not explosively, but nuclearly. As I've told this story before, I showed up on Christmas morning on the back of my boyfriend's motorcycle. We're both in full leather gear. Came clomping in with a present, said, "Hi, Mom, here's your present. Merry Christmas. And this is my boyfriend, Mark. He'll be sleeping with me tonight." And that accomplished several things. One, it absolutely clearly came out. But two, it cut the apron strings, because I was a mama's boy. And she was certain that I was going to sustain her in her old age and bring her lots of little golden-haired grandsons. And I said, "Mom, I'm not on that job anymore. You know, you can let go of that." But as far as the rest of this, I have told this before, but I have been aggressively, really aggressively coming out continuously since 1975. I've never missed an opportunity. I'm the most Googleable homo on earth, as far as I know. I mean, my clients, you know, when they meet me for the first time, they say, "My, you live an interesting life," because I'm very Googleable. And, you know, I'm not hiding. The reason why is because Harvey Milk was one of my amazingly powerful role models back in the 70s, and he said, The only way things are going to get better is if you come out. So I've been doing it. I mean, I don't broadcast gay on any channel. I mean, I could get away with it. But the reason why I've gone the other direction is specifically to make the world a better place. And I could go on and on and on, but coming out really does make a huge difference. So. Oh, there you are. Yeah. Got it.
Hi, well, my name's Kurt. I'm from North County, Encinitas. We've got a few of us here. Everything he said, you can just about think the opposite for me. Mine was a total pathetic nightmare. I knew in about fourth grade that I was uncomfortable in that like locker room kind of a thing, but I really didn't know why. And so for the next probably 20 years or so, I was so way far back in the closet that I didn't even know there was a freaking door. And that's where I stayed, in absolute total denial. And then a couple of things happened, like getting a gay roommate here in San Diego and then starting a gay newspaper. And then when I moved to L.A., I was out, but not really up. You know, it was not that big a deal. And they asked me, oh, as part of what we'd like to have you do for us, would you be interested in handling our gay and lesbian marketing? At that point, there was no need to try, there was no need to deny or to skirt the issue, because there's no way that you could do gay and lesbian marketing in L.A. and not be part of it. So anyway, that was that. We decided my siblings and I decided that it would probably be better if we don't tell my mom, because she's kind of way older and it becomes a need-to-know kind of a thing. And hers is the generation, was it you that said they just have a totally different perception of about wearing dresses and all that sort of thing. And so whoever it was that said it, it's just easier to just leave it be, and we talk on the phone about the weather and all kinds of neutral kind of stuff, but that's about as far as it goes. But as far as me being out, it's not an issue. I don't deny it. This little group here is certainly brought on the kink side. That
you're welcome.
Well, I thank you a whole lot, because not that it's a recoil, but maybe it is, but there's just so much stuff I had no clue. I mean, I really didn't have a clue. But if you're in the closet far enough, then I guess you just don't know. And I didn't. So anyway, that's what that's all about. I don't have very good gaydar, so it's kind of hard for me to pick, you know, to figure out who is and who isn't. So it's just, here I am. I don't think I'm a flamer, but some people seem to figure it out, and some people would never know that I'm into dudes. But it's true. And as far as the rest of my coming out thing, involving kink and stuff from here, in the last 2 days, this became real, because I guess I'm now for real a pop. And it's working out really well. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Congratulations.
My name is Jay, and I remember in first and second grade, these twin brothers, Hugh and Randy, would always take me into his little trash dumpster, and they'd always want me to pee in their ass. And I would try and try and try, and I could never pee, but I was stuck. And then by the third grade, this girl to expose herself, I would bring guys over to expose themselves, and I would do that trick. And then by seventh grade, I was going to Balboa Park. And then my senior year, there was this chicken bar, corner of 12th and Market.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
And it was called the Pioneer Club. And my mother... I wasn't coming home on Friday night. I was coming home late on Friday night. So she went down with my little sister. And back in those days, white people didn't go south of Broadway. And definitely they didn't go to Market. And so she walks in spot with my little sister, and she screams out loud, "This is a queer bar!" And I was dating the manager of the country. But she more or less dragged me where I wanted to be sexually. From here up, she was dragged hair down, she was a god. So every Friday she was a Tijuana, had her hair done. This is back in the 60s. So I guess I always went out. I told the military I was gay. They sent me to a psychiatrist, wrote a letter saying that when you're in the Army, I'll turn straight. So if they want you for, they'll get you. So I guess just at peace time, they don't want gays. But war time, they don't care. And then I had a lover for 10 years. He died, and then I went straight for about 25 years. And then I just came back out May 17th, 2012, which was very scary. I don't know why. I went to the bar, and I was terrified. I don't know why. But I'm still adjusting.
Thanks, Shane. Okay, so I'm Stuart. I didn't talk about this subject because I've always wondered how I compare to other people and how out I am. I see a lot of commonalities and several differences as well. But for me personally, I think like Brett, I had an idea that there was something very different about me before I even could put a name on it, probably when I was 11 or maybe even younger, I don't know. But I do remember being around probably 14 and praying to God that He would cure me of this affliction. And thinking that I was the only one. And I think that's part of the problem for a lot of us growing up, that we never had role models to even look to. Especially those of us that are older. So then when I was around, and again, it was, the kids in sixth grade talking about girls, into sports, all that stuff that I wasn't into. When I turned 18, I decided, okay, I got to go to a gay bar. Just got to see what it's about. And so I went down to the public library in Syracuse, spent the day there, and then took my library books over to the bar and set them on the counter and ordered beer. And met my first boyfriend there. My mom at that, around that time, started realizing that, I'm happy for a reason, what's that reason? And she started crying, and I told her, well, you know what, I'm a spine, it'd be dangerous for you to know. And I was trying to evade the question, and she was not relenting, and finally she said, what, where have you been going? I said, do you really want to know? And then she just started crying, and, it was basically, at that point, it was out, and she asked me if I wanted her to tell my dad, because I asked her to take me over to a friend of mine, because it was just too overwhelming at that point. And I said, no, I'll tell him on my own, when I feel ready to. I came home, and he started talking the Bible. She told him. And, I think that, probably touches on another issue of, people being pulled out of the closet in a way, in that case. And, what's your comfort level in dealing with the issue? I think when you're really young, and this is for me personally, it's probably more difficult. And, again, not having role models, not realizing that there's other people like you out there, things are changing. In that respect. Now, as far as kink, okay, so I'm out to my family, which is awesome. I'm glad I am, even though it wasn't my own choosing, really, at that time. I'm out to my friends, but most of my friends are gay anyway. I'm out to my coworkers that I'm friends with. Coworkers that I'm not really friends with, it doesn't matter. I don't care if they know one way or another, but it's not an issue. And then getting back to as far as kink, I'm becoming a little bit more comfortable in telling my gay friends, that I'm interested in this or that. I go to the fetish in San Diego, and it's great. And then to my sister on that issue, I talk to her every day on the way home, and Wednesdays, it's like, what are you doing? I'm going to a men's discussion group. Well, that's nice. And, you know, and I'm in the back of my mind thinking, she only knew. So, anyway, that's where I am, and I'll leave it at that.
I'm Rod from North County, Vista. It was a home movie, 8mm of me at 6 or 7, with a sheet wrapped around me pretending it's a dress, and I'm Cinderella. And so I knew I was different. I saw cowboy movies, and when we played Cowboys and Indians, I wanted always to be the cowboy who got tied up and gagged. And then my best friend and I in junior high played around pretty much once a week, and I started doing research, going to the city library on Saturdays, and discovered that the public bathroom was cruising with older men who liked chicken and young guys and whatever, and I got really into that. My parents found out because my mother was cleaning my bedroom and discovered some little photo magazines with the guys with imposing straps, which is what you had back way back when, for muscle magazines and some kind of provocative physical representation of male bodies. And I also had the book City of Night by John Ritchie, which was pretty scandalous and open and very sexual, and the cover was real obvious what was about. And so she found all that and then told my dad, and then my dad said, what's going on here? And I went to a psychiatrist and basically was told the same thing, that, you know, you're just dealing with these things. But I've always told my students, never ever look down on somebody who goes to a psychiatrist, because I kept so much stuff in, and when I went to that stranger and unloaded, when I got to my car, I was shaking for about 15 minutes because I had just let so much out of me, and I was so cleansed. And in terms of the fetish aspect, I keep that very quiet, because as a teacher, I low profile for sure, because thinking if any student gets on the internet and sees me with profiles, pictures, and read on, I mean, you know, you don't have to verify your age or whatever, so I was really worried about that. So I'm very conservative about my fetish aspect. It's been a part of me for 20 years now, probably 25 years.
I'm Brian. I knew him at 5, and I think I'm at 26. Thank you.
I'm Tom from Marston Hills, and I'm 54 years old, so I was born in the 60s years ago. So I guess our role models were Charles Nelson Bryan and Liberace.
Paul Lynn.
It's sort of funny, but to roll back to that moment in time, it's actually true. That's all we do.
Yes, yeah, true.
So
you know Mr. Brady was here.
We didn't know. I met him in person at a bar. A really nice, incredibly nice guy, actually, in person. So I knew I was gay when I was in second grade. I've heard this before tonight. It was another set of twins. And I remember their name. It was the Frere twins. And so I knew I was gay in second grade. Didn't act on it. Came out in my early 30s, which is when I first became sexually active. So no sex before I was 31, 32, at all, with male or female. And my protection mechanism for all during that time, not to be discovered before I came out, was I had a very, very religious practice of rotating friends once a year, so no one could ever figure it out. So it was just people would say, well, why did you just disappear? We're off the radar. I was like, nothing, just moved on. So, unfortunately, that's kind of a hard habit to break at this day. I haven't broken it. But that was kind of the mechanism. Since I was 26 years old, I've been running companies. I'm on company number 6. For the first few companies, I wasn't out. But company number 5, I had 100, this was in San Diego, 100, a little over 150 employees. And boy, was I out. So I was showing up every day on my motorcycle. Some of you have probably seen me. When I'm geared up, coming in on a motorcycle, and that's exactly how I'd show up to work. And there would be busy days and I wouldn't make it to my office for at least 3 hours because I would get interrupted on the way from the elevator to my office dressed like that. And people thought that it was really inconvenient for me, but I realized how much I just enjoyed not having to take that stuff off for 3 hours. So I was very, very out on airplanes. I've talked about that before. And travel, making up for lost time more than anything. I figured since I hadn't come out since my early 30s, I owed the world. I owed the gay world. I felt I owed the gay world. I felt guilty about hiding for so long. And so I came out very powerfully in my early 30s and kept doing it. And due to this day, because I think I owe it to the younger generation who feels awkward about who they are, and if they just get an iPhone me at an airport or in public or whatever, then they're going to see somebody else, just one other person in this world. And I think when you're very young and you're alone and dealing with feelings, seeing one person like you can probably be like seeing a billion because it's your first. So I don't know if I've ever had that effect because there's no way to know, but I hope so. So that's kind of, I won't call it a mission in life, but I am. I don't get photographed for some other reasons because I can't control that medium, and I like to be in control of who and how I'm out. If I run into somebody who's very anti-gay, I am uncomfortably in their face, not to the point of violence, but close. So I don't react well to people who are not tolerant. Really don't react well to that. And I will be in their face and I will make it known what I am, and I will make it known that I'll stand my ground at that moment. If they have an opinion, if their friends have an opinion, I don't care how many people are standing next to them. But I'm making up for lost time since I wasn't out until I was in my 30s. And I have the rest of my life to make up for that mistake.
I'm Jeff. I live down here in Lemon Grove. I've known all my life that I was attracted to guys. I don't know when I got the real concept in my head about being gay. Now, I'm 66 years old, so I was born in 1947. And my high school, which was about 600-700 people, junior high and high together, I don't know anybody in my high school that was attracted to other guys. I'm sure that there were, but I just never was aware of any of them. But I know that I had sex with my next-door neighbor, young, 2 years younger than me, when I was probably 12 or 13. I had sex with my male cousin, who was ended up being captain of the high school wrestling team. But the issue of gay, no, just having sex. So, and I don't really didn't come out, I guess, until my senior year in college. Well, actually, then there was one summer I went up to, my parents had me go up to Canada stay with a family up there in this little teeny little town to learn French. And they were very few people in there, but there was this other guy my own age, and we were got to be friends, and we started having sex together. And actually, we fell in love with each other. Now, we wrote each other, and in essence, you know, for several years. And I didn't get to see him from like 15 years old until I was 20 years old, and we wrote each other love letters for all of that time. And then I got enough money to go up to Quebec, and he'd moved to Quebec, and we met one night, and that was over. I don't remember the details, but he had been out very actively, and I hadn't been out actively at all, so I don't remember the details of that. But then when I came back from there, then I started going to gay bars, and this was in Manhattan, so I started coming out then. Now, I'm a retired captain from the Navy, so I didn't, you know, start waving flags saying that I was gay, because those were the days, that was before even don't ask, don't tell. It was, you know, they ask, are you gay? You know, before you go in, you have to say yes or no. And, it was a really dangerous time. I planned to make the military my career, but actually decided it was just too risky to try to do that. So I stayed in the reserves and actually got up the rank to the rank of captain. So I'm very, very fortunate I retired from the Navy Reserves. Kinky. Well, so then in college, my senior year, I started going to gay bars. Now, I didn't announce to my family, and I didn't, you know, announce it. You know, I was just, I go out and I make friends, and I have gay life, but I didn't tell people about it. Now, when I told my family, I had my first partner when I was 33. This was in 1980. And he was, this is where I started getting a little bit of the kinky. He was into leather. He wore chaps. He wore a leather vest. He wore a cap. He wore a collar. He loved to get fucked. He loved to get fisted. We had a sling. So I learned about slings. He taught me how to fist him. We played with dildos, with butt plugs, with just all kinds of fun butt play. And I really got into that. So that's kind of when I came out with that. So, and again, like my job here, you know, I didn't go around announcing it, but I had a partner, and, you know, he had health insurance because he was my partner. So, I mean, my job, my employer, my boss, they all knew I was gay. But I didn't, again, go around waving a red flag. Right now, I'm retired. It doesn't really matter. Who knows? But, again, I don't go around, you know, most of my friends are gay. Now, my mother... when I had my first partner, I told her. I thought she was going to, when I told her, because I wanted to tell her about my partner, and she was going to come and visit. And I thought she was going to say, oh, I've known you were gay. But she didn't. She was totally flabbergasted when I told her. And then she went back home and she wrote me this terrible letter. I don't remember the details of it, just terribly rejecting. But she somehow, over a period of several months, and she lived in New Jersey and I lived in Atlanta, somehow she worked through this in her head. And then she got to be very good friends with my partner. In fact, when she retired, she moved out to Macon where I was living. I lived there with my partner, and they were very, very close. Close. And my father, since I went off to college, he my parents divorced. He had a whole other life. And I saw him maybe three or four times throughout my life for a couple of days, so there was no need to bring that topic up with him. And my brother, who I live with, has known forever that I'm gay. He's straight. Knows that I'm gay.
So. I'm Jim from University Heights, and I've known him since about 13. I had a YMCA basketball club, and we all got together. We said, "Hey, let's throw a Halloween party." And I said, "Oh, this sounds really great! I mean, a Halloween party. We play ping pong, and bob for apples." And it just never occurred to me. They said, "Well, you're going to bring a date, aren't you?" You know, and it's like that never occurred to me. It's like totally, you know, like why? So I did bring a date. And everybody brought a date, and it was kind of like the beginning of dating women, which really wasn't healthy for me, and it really wasn't healthy for the women either. So you know, it just. You know, I never lied directly, but I guess I did by omission by, you know, not being my true, authentic self. So so it was, I'm sure it caused a lot of misery through life that way. I almost came out when I was 21. It was at a family Thanksgiving. We were all sitting around the table. And I thought, well, rather than tell everybody that I'm gay, I'm going to tell everybody that I just turned 21 and registered as a Democrat. And I was the first person in 5 years of my family that had ever done anything like that. And I just got really up and down. Grandfather led the charge. And, you know, I was personally ruining the country. And I'm responsible for every single war we ever had. Oh, my God. So, I mean, that put me back in the closet for 10 years. So. finally came out when I was 32 years old. I went on a double date with a girl and a best friend of mine at work. We had a date too, and we went out to it was Club 54, I think it was, in Beverly Hills or something.
Oh yeah.
And there was like guys with nipple rings, like, just turned me on so much. And when we got down, we dropped off the dates, and I invited my friend over, and we had sex all night. It was really great. So let's see. And I'm out to, well, I'm out, and yet I'm not out. I'm out to everybody as a gay person, but I would really like to come out as a fetish person to my family. You know, I've got. You know, I get a lot of satisfaction and enjoyment from fetish play, right? And I go to like this naked men's gallery. You guys have probably heard of it, Semen, California Men Enjoying Naturism. Anyway, it's up in Malibu every Labor Day, and it's like 2 weeks of being totally naked, and I always like lead a workshop there. I lead a workshop in like whole body slapping to awaken the spirit. I lead like erotic massage workshops, and that's one of my interests. Is like rejoining spirituality and eroticism, bringing those back together. Which for me, it's been separate my whole life. So that's great, and I'd love to be able to tell, you know, my brother said, well, where did you go over Labor Day? And I think, well, you know, I tell him, I say, well, I went camping. You know, where did you go camping? I'm like, up in Ohio, because I know if I tell him I went camping at a kid's camp called Camp Shalom, which they open up to adults for the semen gathering, he's going to go look on the web and say, oh, Camp Shalom, Labor Day weekend, oh, that's the gay men's naked gathering with, you know, 400 naked guys. So it'd be so much simpler to come out to him as a fetish person. I'm working on that.
Thank you. Should we take a break?
Yeah, why don't we take a break? Yeah. Then we come back. We're going to finish up this little short section here, and then any announcements that need to be made real quick, and then we'll go ahead and get into it. A lot of people have talked and said a lot of stuff that I think is really good. So, you know, we don't have that much time. We'll have more time toward the end. And I think everything that's been said has actually been a very good discussion. So, take 10 minutes.
All right.
We're going to finish up, and then I know there's a couple of things going on.
A lot of things.
That we need to talk about. And then we'll go ahead and kind of just...
Yeah, I can ask a few questions and bring up some topics of discussion, and we'll just have a brief flow.
Okay, so we left off at
Michael. My name was Michael. I had no idea what being gay was. I knew I was different, but I thought it was because I was an alien who planned to live alone. I spent many hours in my backyard waiting to be picked up by aliens. That's where I go. When I was 19, I was in the military, and I had a guy friend and girlfriend, and they would like jump on top of me, and I had to pick, choose. So I had sex with the guy, and I was like, oh, the light bulb went on. I'm like, this is what kind of different I was. And then I was upset with myself. I was like, oh, my dad's not going to like it. My mom ain't going to be happy. Society's not going to like me. The Navy doesn't like it. I struggled with it a lot. And it took me another year before I like kind of admitted to myself that I had to say, you know, am I going to try to make everybody else happy, or am I just going to try to make myself happy? So I chose me, and it's been forward ever since. As far as being, I don't think of myself as kinky. I like to call it creative. it's really what it is. People who are kinky are creative. I mean, they're not boring. I mean, regular vanilla sex is like 100 million times. Like, oh, let's do it again. I'll go watch TV.
Thanks. My name is Frank, and I first. Okay, whatever.
Whipped cream cake.
Would you like to read me? Yeah. like many people here, around 10-ish, I kind of knew that I was different. I was attracted to boys. I mean, I didn't associate with sex with being gay or anything like that. But as I went to high school and then college, you know, there was all those negative connotations, especially being Catholic. And I used my Catholicism to stay in public. And so through college, I'm a nurse, so I went to nursing school. And, you know, 90% of the people I went to school were women. And so I did date, and, but no sex, actually, ever until I finally came out. And I came out at 30, and within a year, I found my partner that I've been with for 26 years. And so that was a very short time to actually be out and feeling my oats. But I was 30 at the time. And so when I first came out and I realized this was going to be my partner, I went consciously to everybody that I knew and said, "Hey, I'm gay. Hey, I'm gay." They had already met Chuck, and so you know they really loved me. And so I went out and said, "Hey, I'm gay," and sorry, my partner, "Hey, I'm gay." And so mother, father, brother, mother, brother, sister, aunts, uncles, friends, and all that stuff. So I told you to them. I didn't come out to my father because at that time my parents were going through a divorce, and he was really struggling with that at that time. And then I just never did. But he knew Chuck. We would stay at his house together when we would go visit, stuff like that. And I'm sure that he knew when he would ask us different things. We bought houses together and stuff like that. We talked about buying the house together and all those kind of things. But it never really did come out to him like I did directly with everybody else. So that's coming out. So when I came out 30, and it, you know, when you're hooked up with a partner, right? Especially when I hooked up so quickly, you know, it was kind of easy to come out because I didn't really have to say anything after that. You know, we did everything together and we talked about everything together. So it kind of made it easier coming out in that regard. And so that's that. In regards to kink, it's been. Professional, right? It's been 6 months. Actually, I only came out to kink last fall, and so I've been on this journey, and this group has helped that a tremendous amount. And, I'm out as a gay person to family, friends at work. Again, people that I work closely with, I'm out with. People that I'm not so closely working with, I don't tell them, but I don't deny it. And I have pictures of Chuck and I on my cube. So I've never had any. I mean, it's curious, right? Sometimes you can tell people they won't say anything, but they'll have problems because they may talk to you if you're alone with them in some place, but then when they're together, they're not going to talk to you or something like that. Well, it's cute, it's curious. but as far as kink, I'm really not out to anybody except for you guys.
Okay, y'all. When I came out, that's a tough one a little bit because my family kind of pieced it together when I was young. When I realized what it was probably when I was around 12 or 11, but I've been a perv since I was like 6. So when I was in first grade, I was staring at everybody's ass. I just didn't know why. Until I, you know, discovered how to use the computer, found out the porn was on it, and then I was looking at everything, but I started to notice, I kept looking at guys a little bit more than I looked at girls. I noticed that all the straight porn I watched was the girl getting fucked by like 19 guys. And the more I looked at it, the more I just kept getting closer to more and more men, but my Aunt Kelly and my Uncle Jim started questioning me about it, but I would never tell them. And I'd run out to the room and just start playing my pubes. But what happened was I got caught with the boy when I was living with my mother. And my mom don't know how to keep her mouth shut. So she told everybody. And some people were okay with it, some people weren't. My grandmother just
It was, you know, are you guys, you know, again, and that was it. My Aunt Crystal apparently had an issue with it, although we never really talked and never really gave a rat's ass about her opinion. My grandfather, when he found out I was gay, he actually set me down on the table because, as y'all know, I'm from the South. Being gay in the South is a lot different than out here. When he set me down at the table, he already knew it. There's something that we didn't discuss or talk about, but he set me down at the table. He opened up a box, which was the 1911 and three clips with it, and he said, "Call me if you're in trouble," basically. And that was the end of it.
Wow.
And so after that, that's kind of when I came out here to California, and I wasn't, like, telling people that I was gay until I actually was out here. Because, back there, I don't really want people to know that I'm gay. But since I'm out here now, it's not like I fucking flaunt it out to everybody. I mean, hell, still to this day, people, "Are you gay?" And, like, they literally have to ask me, because I don't talk about girls, I don't really talk about guys, I just, it's who I am. And at work, I've already learned this the hard way. I will never, ever, ever, ever again talk about my sexuality or whatever the hell I do behind closed doors at work. Because the thing is, there's those people that are cool with it, and there's those people who don't know how to shut up. And they want to tell everybody. And then there's those people that want to ask 19,000 questions. And, look, I told you I was gay. Kevin just ended at that. But no, they want to know every detail. And, you know, I said, like, "How does it work?" And it's like, do I really have to fucking explain this to you?
This is not an HR-appropriate conversation.
Yes. No. And now since I'm in more of a professional environment, the mom-and-pop place is, you know, you fuck up, it's not really like anything bad going to happen. But I also, with the BDSM stuff, I kind of, when I came out here to California and started coming out in gay stuff, it really wasn't just, it was like a couple more months after that I found out about the BDSM stuff. And then after that, it was just like, normal sex, goodbye. Because I've always been kind of into leather, because even when I was a kid, me in middle school and all that, I loved wearing all the leather stuff, just I never fit in with the goth kids or the emo kids, whatever the fuck you call them. You know, I like to wear leather. And so that was just always my own little thing for the longest. And so when, that was the other thing, when I found out that I was letting the people know at work that I was gay, I also fucked up by letting them know I was into the BDSM stuff, which the same thing happened. Some are okay with it, some, even if they don't have 1,000 questions, they have like 13 million questions. Then you have the one or two people that want to fuck with you every single day and give you shit about it, and to get to the point where you want to beat the living shit out of them because they don't shut the fuck up. So that was my learning experience with that the hard way. Now, when I got my other job, my last job, my boss was already gay, y'all, like Nicholas. So that didn't have a problem there. But with my new professional job I have, I'm shutting the hell up. I don't want anybody to know. I come to work, and when I get off work, I just go home and go to sleep. That's all they need to know. But nowadays, if someone comes and asks me, some random stranger out on the street, I don't have a problem telling them, but I'm not just going to start walking down the street saying I'm gay. And most people always have to ask me, because apparently they all tell me I don't have a gay bone in my body or something.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. I already sent my spill, so I'm just going to do a couple of things. I didn't know what gay was, of course, like all of us, and you younger people aren't going to understand what this is, but I used to be fascinated with the JCPenney and Sears and Roebuck catalogs. I turned the men's underwear section. I don't know what it was. It was, and we've talked about this before, how I am into, like most of us, into the bulges. Well, back then, in the 60s, 70s, the guys didn't have much of a bulge, but there was something there. And I was just fascinated with it. I used to be in love with, and I can't remember his name, I posted it on my Facebook today, the guy from Robinson Crusoe on Mars, the one scene where he's got his shirt off. I had, I think, my first orgasm then. I used to be on the show Bonanza. the fact that I'm a bear has nothing to do with this, but the one that wore all black all the time, the brother.
Yes. Renault Roberts.
Yeah, I those guys I just was just ooh in love with. And the thing is, because of my family and the religion that they were, and like I said, I told you what happened when I did come out, I knew that I couldn't be queer. So when I was 19, I was actually engaged to Kim, and, you know, going to have a house, two-car garage, kids. I was going to make my family happy. Well, one thing that happened, I lived in a town in a little small town in Texas, maybe, I don't know, maybe 75, 80,000 people. And there was only one gay person in that town that people talked about. And his name was Terry the Fairy. And he was a hairdresser. And he had lots of women come in and get their hair done. So I remember calling, and I didn't know what to say to him. And like I said, I was engaged. But I had to figure something out. So I remember calling and talking to him. And I didn't say much in the conversation. And I think he knew and understood. So he kept trying to, you know, pull it out. So I parked like around the block and walked to his house. And, Terry the Fairy took my cherry, so to speak. I have fantasies of something better than So then after that, I knew, I don't know if this being straight, getting married, and having kids, I don't know if this is going to work. So my girlfriend actually, we talked about going in and maybe getting a trade. So I did that. And while I was in boot camp, she sent me a Dear John letter. And it was very, very nicely written. And the only thing I can remember in there is she made the statement that she wasn't what I wanted or what I needed. So we never talked after that. We never saw each other again, never talked after that. But when I read that part of the letter, I knew that she knew, and she was saying, you know, I love you, but you need to be you. So I came out in the Navy.
I'm John. I'm from Orange County, but I spend a lot of time down here. I first knew at about 7. You know, I used to kind of kid myself and think that I didn't know what gay was, but I must have knew on some level, because the really cute guy in the church choir, everyone was spreading rumors that he was gay, and then I had a dream about being naked with him, so I'm pretty sure I knew what that meant, even though I was like going, oh, well, what does that mean? And yeah, I grew up in a very religious family, so I think there was definitely some denial going on there. I came out to some friends in high school and then went back into the closet. You know, I was a very religious background, so I went into the whole I'm struggling with homosexuality thing, where God's going to cure me of this and make it all better. So I did that, and the whole time I'm supposedly trying to live this very chaste, upright, you know, godly life. I'm looking at porn online all the time, and it was always gay porn. So I stayed in the closet to most people until I was about 20, and then I met my first real boyfriend. I had kind of another boyfriend that was an older guy, but that was only for a few months, and then I had moved away, so it just kind of ended. But my first serious boyfriend, I started coming out to people at work. I didn't hide it at work anymore, and all of our friends were, of course, gay at that time. We were both very young, and it was just easier to just, you know, hang out with the people that were going to go to the same bar you were going to go to. So I didn't come out to my family until I was, I think, like 23. I was outed by that boyfriend when I broke up with him. He decided to let them know what was going on. He tried to say that it was because he felt that it was wrong, that I was deceiving them about my sexuality, and, you know, right. my mom and dad knew at that point. I think I had already told my mom's sister before then. She was really much younger than my mom and was very much more in tune to my life than anybody else. So I think she knew. And pretty much all of my immediate family knows. I mean, my mom and my dad know, and we openly talk about it. They met my partner. They're not happy. My parents aren't happy about it, but they really like him, so they're really stuck in this strange thing where it's like, oh, you know, your partner just helped us save all this money on remodeling my bathroom. And, you know, so my mom really loves him, but then again, she has a hard time, you know, and so it's they're very much stuck in their religious beliefs and very much stuck in their upbringing. But they're doing as far as I can tell, I think they're doing the best that they can, and I'm fine with it. I'm not expecting this miracle where it's just going to be this open embrace. You know, they're taking us to a concert for my Christmas present, and they're taking both of us. So I think that's pretty damn good. The grandparents that still alive, which is just my mom's mom, she knows, and it's this weird thing in my family where everybody knows, but no one talks about it. So I'm pretty sure my dad's two other sons also know. I've been asked not to say anything. I'm like, fine, whatever. I don't really care. I see them like once in a blue moon. If they ask me, I told them, if they ask me, I'm going to tell them. If not, it's really none of their business anyway, because it's not like we're close. But currently I'm out to all of my friends, a lot of my customers at work. There's some people I'm not out to just because there's really no situation where it's going to become a discussion, and so it's not like I just walk around going like, hi, I'm your dog walker, I'm gay, you know. So but other than that, I'm very much out online. I keep some of my family and friends away from my Facebook because I'm just very frank on my Facebook, and it's not that I'm ashamed of anything that I do, but I just don't feel like shocking anybody. I'm very much out about my kink to all of my gay friends, and you know, anyone who asks in the community. It's not something I'm ashamed of at all. I'm very proud of it. I don't have intentions of telling my parents just because they already know I'm gay. That's one thing they're dealing with. They then found out through my ex-boyfriend's mother, who they started networking with. That was lovely. They found out I was a bear, and then the lady explained to my mother, oh, well, they're very promiscuous, so my mother knows I'm a slut, too. And, you know, I talk to my mom about the fact that I'm on PrEP and, you know, all that sort of thing. I don't try to hide that, and I told her that more to educate her and also to reassure her that I'm doing everything to be as wise about my sexuality as I can be. But I don't really feel the need to tell her that I like to get flogged and, you know, tied up and things like that. It's, you know, I mean, she's been a pain, but she hasn't been that much of a pain. So, but, you know, that's my status. I'm out to most, I guess I'm out to almost everybody, at least the people that it matters. And the same with my fetish life, too.
I'm Boy Richard, and I had an idea that I was gay, probably back when I was about 9 or 10 years old. But this was back in, like, 1957, and I had no references to even make that joke. I just knew I was attracted to other guys, other boys first. And then when I was 11, I had this Uncle Jack who taught me how to swim, and I knew I was attracted to men. I'm an advocate of coming out. I think it's like Harvey Milk's philosophy, that's been mine too. And I've been very fortunate. I've actually had several kind of big events of coming out with family and others. My first one when I came out to was my parents. They were going to come out back in 1972 to visit me and my then partner. Here in California, coming out from Pennsylvania, I thought, you know what? I don't want any subterfuge in this relationship. I'm going to tell them. So I wrote them a letter, it was 6 months before they were coming out, and let them know. It took them a few months to respond, but when they did, they said, okay, we don't know much about that, we have some concerns, but bottom line is, you are our son, and we will always love you. Well, hey, doesn't get any better than that. And I've been very, very fortunate since then. I came out
actually to a cousin of mine and her sister about a year or two before they got out here. But because they were coming out to an Avon convention, all their friends were gay. No problems there. But in 1994, at that time, the relationship that my parents had known about, and they would come out every few years and go on vacations with my partner, and every other couple of years we'd be back there going on vacation to them. So it was a very, very open relationship. And they loved his mother. His mother did this for 20 years. I don't recommend that. But it worked. But in 1994, my relationship of 20 years had ended with that man, and I also was living with AIDS. And I said, okay, I'm going to have a catharsis here. I think it's time to come out to everyone in the family. My brother knew by then, and his wife, his two oldest daughters were 11 and 12. But no one else in the family did. So I sat down one Christmas and wrote one of those holiday greeting newsletters. I put my life in 4 pages to 50 people. These were all my relatives. My parents lived in a kind of a community called Levittown where they had lots of people who had still lived in there 20, 30 years later. So all these people who were my neighbors and their kids, I sent all these people letters, about 50 of them. And I got about 43, 44 responses back from people either by letter or by phone call or both. And those were all supportive.
Wow.
Every one of them. And I thought, I'm such a lucky fucker. That's one of the reasons why I advocate coming out. That has been such a strength for me to make me feel good about myself. No matter what shit I was going through in my life, coming out has been really, really a blessing. And I know it can be a challenge for some. And it wasn't less of a challenge for me just because I got lucky with it. But I think the results are very, very important. As to being kinky, I don't know, is it... Would it be kinky if a 9-year-old was teaching himself how to masturbate? Because that was me. I masturbated when I was 9 years old. And I thought, I heard this word called hemorrhoids. I thought I'd injured myself, so I had to go, what am I going to do? Maybe I'd give myself hemorrhoids. I had to go and tell my mother. She looked at me and she said, no, you're all right, but just don't... What were you doing that for? I said, well, I had this itch and scratch it. It just felt good. So I did have a kid in high school that I messed around with in the Boy Scouts. Hello, Boy Scouts. When I was 12, I got invited to play strip poker, and the person who lost had to go down with everyone. Well, I didn't know how to play poker, so they... read my cards for me. I knew I was you. The oldest one there was 17, and the youngest one was about my age. I was 12 at the time. And, of course, I was just going down. It wasn't like anything. I was the first Julie character, so I was on that Italian 17-year-old. And in my daily life, I think I'm pretty much an out person. I fly the flag on my house. Everybody in my neighborhood has seen this and seen me in leather a few times and seen me going out to events dressed, and whoever I'm dating, we are into the PDAs. We don't hide anything. We're out in public. We're holding hands no matter where we are. Even at the Palomar trolley station, which might be a little bit dangerous. It's down in Chula Vista, if you don't know. And Alf and I have met at your station. We're kind of, and when he did it with me. Alf is the man I'm dating. You guys who don't know, he lives in Tijuana. He's Mexican, so he's got all that baggage that he's trying to get. He comes up here, he just like explodes, and I kind of enjoy the explosion. But as far as the kink part of it, really, that has really, really happened for me since joining this group.